My first DC trip by Amy Wilson. Since I've joined the Federation back in the spring of 2015, I have heard about this thing called the NFB Washington Seminar. In all my travels, it was one place I had not traveled to and was excited to finally be going. Last year, I was selected to be one of the members who would go, but was disappointed when it went virtual. However, that did not stop us from doing the work that needed to be done in the Federation. So with that in mind, being able to attend the 2023 Washington Seminar was a dream come true for me. For so many of us, we had made the trip to our Missouri capital in Jefferson City, but traveling to our wonderful nation's capital was something else. For being January, the weather was agreeable for the first day or so. This allowed me to explore what DC had to offer, so I set off and walked to the Washington Monument, and after all the movies I watched, in my mind, the reflecting pool and the Washington Monument were right there together. Not the case, though. It is a whole other block away. You got to love movie magic. Walking around the reflecting pool, I felt the great energy from all those who had been there before. I also had to go and visit Lincoln. After all, he was just sitting there checking out the reflecting pool, too. When I set off on my adventure that morning, I was not sure what was going to happen, but I knew with my skills and the knowledge that I could live the life I want and that anything is possible. With adventure had, it was time to focus on the task at hand, advocating for legislation that would improve the lives of blind Americans everywhere. There were three legislative issues this year. For me, each of them would bring lots of value to my personal and professional life. As a business owner, accessible websites are super important for me and my clients. Then the SSDI income cliff issue has affected me deeply over the years. The biggest issue was accessible medical devices. As many of you know, my husband has cystic fibrosis, and medical devices are a part of my everyday world. This issue goes beyond us just wanting to take care of ourselves, but our loved ones as well. Hopefully, I opened the legislators up to how important the issue really is. If you're interested in learning more about the issues covered this year, check out the fact sheet on nfb.org. Besides working with fellow federations to meet members of Congress, I was blessed to have met new friends. I had made some memories along the way. Any time I can spend with my federation family is important to me. Any time I can advocate for our Federation family and the blind community is a win for me as well. With that in mind, this might have been my first year attending Washington Seminar, but it will certainly not be my last.